style. How could they possibly do it?
Do what, Don?
Drive a rover on Mars. Mars is so far away that radio signals traveling at the speed of light take several minutes to get there from Earth. With that delay, it would be impossible to drive by remote control.
It's not easy. Each Martian drive takes hours of careful planning. Engineers scrutinize stereo images taken each day by a rover's navigation cameras and plot a route that avoids obstacles. Programmed instructions are sent to the rover, and it executes them on its own. At most, the Curiosity rover can manage about 470 feet of driving per day.
What happens if the navigation cameras don't provide a good view?
Curiosity can also drive on its own, using its cameras to detect obstacles, but that's much slower because of all the image processing that's needed.
This may sound crazy, but couldn't they use a drone helicopter to scout the way ahead?
Engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory are studying ways to do exactly that.
Even though Martian gravity is only a third as strong as Earth's, the air is 100 times thinner. Could a drone really fly in such thin air?
It has to be lightweight, and its propeller blades either have to spin faster or be bigger than an Earth drone's. The engineers came up with a design that weighs a little over 2 pounds, with blades 3.5 feet across. It could help a rover to drive 3 times as far in a day.
Mars exploration is getting more sophisticated all the time.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.